We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are starting 9 lines from the top of Tezvav Amud Beis. Tonight, we're going to be charging a riot in our Mishnah, maybe Keneged Rav Chisto or Rav Ashi or Rav Alasi. Tonight, it says in our Mishnah, B'fonim Nechtav Kuloi, B'fonim Nechtam Chetzi of Pasol. That's what we're discussing this case where the eight says, the whole thing was written in front of me, and half was signed in front of me, 1-8. Now, what about the other half? What's our Mishnah talking about? What's happening to the other half? There's no edus on it. Now, we told me right before this in the Mishnah that if a shliach says one aid says or it's one shliach and one shliach. The halacha is that it's possible. Even though the high kamasid akula ksiva, the high kamasid akula ksiva, even though each one's being made on a tire ksiva and the other one made on a tire chasima, still possible. Chetzi of Rabbi, an interesting kavachayim to me, but the kavachayim is like this. That was saying, madach in a case where lemaisa, everything was, they have full edus on the whole get. Because one shliach saying it was written in front of me. One shliach saying it was signed in front of me. Still it's no good. Because it has to be the same person saying both. Smart, that's possible. So of course, if you don't have a full fani nechtam, for sure it's possible. So what is the havmina that the other chetzi of is nothing there? It's of course it's possible. So Mara says because that's the third case of the Mishnah is echad amar b'fani nechtam over nechtam is possible. Third case means the first case of the Mishnah is you didn't say anything. The second case of the Mishnah is b'fani nechtam kulay b'fani nechtam chetzi. And the third case is b'fani nechtam. Once it's fine nechtam, once it's fine nechtam. So the third case, if matter that's possible, so for sure the second case is possible, where you have nothing else on the other half, you have nothing there. So it must be, it's telling us the chiddush. So Ella, oike de Rava, oike de Rashi, ulfuker of chista. So it must be that the other chetziyav has something on it. Either like Rava, which means that the aid who's the shliach is also being an aid on the other aid. Together with another aid, or like Rav Ashi, he's saying, I am the other aid. So it must be, even though the case is apostle, but lafukim Rav Chista. Now, how do you know lafukim Rav Chista? Rashi explains that when a Mishnah says a chiddush, but doesn't explain the chiddush, you take the least chiddush. Now, Rav Chista is the biggest chiddush. Rav Chista's chiddush is that even though it's two aidim on the other one, two independent aidim, still it's apostle. That's a huge chiddush. So we're not going to take that chiddush. But we'll say that since the Mishnah is an extra part of the Mishnah, so we're going to say the case must be the other half has either Rava's case, which means that the shliach and someone else is being made on it, or of Ashi's case, the shliach saying, I am the aid. And the chiddush of Mishnah is, that case is possible. It's less of a chiddush that's possible than Rav Chista's case. So come out, it will be kasher Rav Chista, lafuker Rav Chista. The Mishnah's actually got to be a chiddush. So the chiddush will be either Rava or Rav Ashi, and not Rav Chista. Amalach Rav Chista, nech, the whole diik doesn't start. Well, the time, I'm sure you thought of this question I was saying over the Mishnah. The time, b'fanei nechtav, avloy fanei nechtav lamli. You know, if you're saying this chiddush in our Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah is you didn't say anything on the nechsima. We say that's possible. Oh, if echraim b'fanei nechtav, echraim nechtav is possible. So of course, the first case is possible. How can you better? Parrot says, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? That's loy zuavsu. Ella loy zuavsu. A lot of times you have Mishnayis that says the Pashta Chiddush, then even a bigger Chiddush, then even a bigger Chiddush. Hachinami, Loizu Afsu, Kutani. Same thing, case 2 and 3 is Loizu Afsu. So the first case of Mishnah is, you didn't say anything on the other half. Either only Bifani Nechtav, only Bifani Nechtav. It's possible. Next case is, you said Bifani Nechtav Kula, and you said half the Chsima, or half the Chsiva. That's possible, okay, it's next Chiddush. Then the third Chiddush is, even though you have covered everything, one Shliach said Bifani Nechtav, one said Bifani Nechtav, still it's possible. So that's the next Chiddush. It's all Loizu Afsu. It's not a Kasha or Rav Chista, and therefore there's no Raya, and we're staying with this three-way machlekes of what's the halacha of more Eidim come. Once you mentioned Rav Chista about combining different Eidim, we're going to have a few other shailas that are Zaitig and shailas that have nothing to do with Masechtas Gittin. Om Rav Chista, Gidul Chamisha, Umechitza Chamisha, Eim Etzdarfin, not Etzdarf. Ache Ekulu Mechitza, Ekulu Begidul. What's it talking about? So Rashi learns, we're talking about a case, you have a ditch. Picture a nice ditch in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's 5 tvachim deep, the ditch. So you're standing in a ditch, you have a wall of 5 tvachim going up. You make a fence around the ditch, another 5 tvachim. So is the inside of a ditch called Rosh Hashanah or not? On one hand, there's only a mechitza between the Shusha Rabim and the ditch, 5 tvachim. On the other hand, when you're sitting in the bar, you have 10 tvachim of mechitza. So is this mitzaref or not? So the shaila was, gid chamisha, mechitza chamisha. Gid means it's dug in 5 and a mechitza chamisha. Eim mitzaref in matzahiyah, oikul mechitza, oikul begidud. Rav Chisda says, it's not a good mechitza until you have 10 tvachim of mechitza. Either 10 tvachim of depth, and therefore the walls of the bar are 10 tvachim, or you have a fence of 10 tvachim. They came with star of gidud and mechitza. Marameima argues, Doris Maremar, gidud chamisha umechitza hei mitzarf, and this is mitzarf, for hilchasa, the loch is mitzarf, the loch is mitzarf. Now, Tois is over here, brings in Rashi's pshat, and he says, that's not the shiloh here, it's not the plague of Chista and Marema here. Why? Because that's basically a first Mishnah according to Taisis. Taisis learns the first Mishnah. It says there, Bar v'chiliyasai mitzarfim. It says a Mishnah in Mesechta Shabbos that a bar and its chiliyasai mitzarfim la'asara, which means a bar, which is a ditch, and it's this sand piled around it, it's mitzarfim la'asara. So a first halacha, that's mitzarfim. So Rav Chisda says it's different shana. The Mishnah Balak Bonim, that's the kasha of Taisus. There is a different shana Gemara. You know what the case is? One of the cases are like this: you have a pile on Shirabim that's 5 tefachim high, and you make a fence around the pile. Is it if it happened a pile or shiziyachid? Here it's a big chiddush already, because in the pile all you have is you look up, all you have is 5 tefachim mechitza. But Lamaisa, off the ground, is 10 tvachim. This is a different case. The case of Rashi is, where you're standing, you have protection of 10 tvachim high. Here, where you're standing, you only have 5 tvachim. You're standing on a pile. For example, this would be a good example is, you have a front porch in front of your house. It's 5 tvachim off the ground, and you have a fence of 5 tvachim. Is that Rosh Hashiach or not? So Moshe says, no, it's not Rosh Hashiach. Chayavit Taisvis comes out, it is Rosh Hashiach. Why? Because that's exactly this case. Off the ground, Shrab, you have 10 tvachim of mechitza. On the top, you only have 5 tvachim, but off the ground, you have 10 tvachim of mechitza. Comes out, halacha l'maisa, that's what you're paskin.
You mean a porch like, has been shooting out of the
Shrab? What?
The porch has been shooting out of
the Shrab. No, yeah, it's off the ground, 5 tvachim, and it's 5 tvachim, obviously, it's off the ground, 5 tvachim, and it's 5 tvachim of mechitza. That's v'toisvis, the case of Agamar, that's v'starfim. So, m'chalis, Rashi tells you what the case is, and v'nafmi l'halacha, in such a case of the porch, that'd be nafgimida l'halacha. So the more about another shayla about mitzvah. Boy ilfa, yidayim tahiros lechatzom or ain tahiros lechatzom. When you wash your hands for the tilas yidayim, we know that there was a din that the Chazal instituted a takana to wash your hands before you eat bread, maybe even peres. But the case when you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. Why do you have to wash your hands? There's two pshatim in the Gemara and Brachas, either because of the koyin to have your hands clean, or because srach truma. That we want you to remember when you eat truma, you have to be tar, therefore the masakin, you have to wash your hands. So there's a chiyuv matilas yadayim. So if you did it lechatzom, is it work or not? Yadayim tahiros lechatzom, ain't tahiros lechatzom. What does it mean lechatzom? Hechidami. Elam the kamashu beit terei merevius. All it is, you need a revius to wash your hands. So maybe the case is, you washed both hands with one revius. That's called lechatzom. Maybe you have to do revius in each hand, and that's the shiloh. If I do revius in two hands, it's a good. That's not a shiloh. The first Mishnah, if you have a cup that has a revius, and that's enough to matar hands, so halacha is, you can matar even two hands with one revius. Because it comes from Shiari Tara, it comes from a revius. So there can't be the question. Well, you know what the question is? The case was, you washed one hand, and you dried it, and then you washed the next hand, and then you dried it. Is that working out? The kids said the tila wasn't together, both hands together. It was one and then the other one. So that's the shaila that working out. Zok the Gemara, that was also one first Mishnah. But now the Mishnah says, "Hanoyto yode achas bin tila, for achas b'shtifa. One hand you wash with a keli, regular like we wash our hands. For achas b'shtifa, the other hand you dip into a mikvah 40 sa. The loch is yodav tahiros. So you see that you can wash one hand without the other one hand. I can ask me." Maybe that case is, you did it both at the same time. Same time I was washing one hand, before I dried it, I put the other hand in the mikvah. So what kind of raya is that? Zok Toisvis, that since one's netila, one's shtifa, that's ke'ilu, you did it one after another. Since you're doing it in a different oifen, so it's ke'ilu, you did it one after another. And if it's good here, it's good one after another. So it can't be the shayla. What is the shayla? Hello, the kamoshi palga palga didei. The case is, you washed the same hand. Halacha is according to Rashi, you have to wash ada perek. What ada perek means, So that's machlokes already in the Gemara. If it means till the knuckles or till the wrist, until the wrist. But kaponim, whatever the chiyuv is, let's say it's till the knuckles. So there, he washed half his fingers once, then he dried it, and then washed the other half. Does that work or not? That's the question. The question was the kamashi palga today. He's washing half his hands at a time. They can't wash your hands like that. We have a klara halacha. They can't wash your hands half. That's also not a shayla. So what in the world is ilfa shayla about washing hands with tilas daim lechatzom? The gemara lechricha the ikem mashke tefeach. The case was you washed half your hands, and still it's still a little bit wet, and now you wash the next half of the hands. So now. L'chayra, the tefeach maybe makes a tziruf, makes a chibur, and it's ke'ilu, it's one netila. Because since it's still wet in between, tefeach means that if I feel it, it feels wet. It doesn't make me wet, but tefeach means it feels wet. And there, it's a tziruf, and it's mechaber, the netila, to make it into one. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Freit the Gemara, that's a Shaila. If it's just wet mashke in between, that's enough. But now we went to the Mishnah. Hanitzok, it's the Mishnah Maseches Tyrus. Hanitzok means if you're poor on top of the Zion of Aleph. Hanitzok, if you're poor, vakatafris, or if it's on a ramp, we'll speak this out in a second. Mashke tefeach in the Hebrew little tumah little tyra. That means like this: if you have a bottom, something that's tame, and you take something that's tar, and you pour it into the bottom keli. Picture you're pouring from a big keli on top into the bottom keli, and there's a steady stream from one to another. Does that mean the two things are attached? Does the top keli become tame now? Because it's attached to the bottom one. Does it become tame or not? The halacha is nitzuk is not a chibur. It's not a chibur. A bigger chiddush, katafris is not a chibur, which means you're not pouring, it's on something stationary, actually, on a ramp. It's on a ramp. You have two pools, and one has a ramp to the next pool, two small pools, and a ramp in between. And the waters keeps on flowing one to another. It's not a tziruf. It's not a tziruf because it's katafris. It's on something that's a ramp. It's not a tziruf. Umashka tefeach, the side by side, as mashka tefeach in between, it's just some liquid that feels wet. That's also a nechiber. Loy letoma, not to make both of them tame. But loy letahira, Rashi learns, and not for a mikveh either. You have two mikvahs, neither of them has 40 sa. And then you make what you do is you have one pouring into another one. Is that a chibur or not? No, it's not a chibur. No. Katafris, if it's on a ramp, it's not a chibur. Mashke tefeach is not a chibur. Mashke tefeach is not a chibur. It's not a chibur. Now, that's not called, don't get mixed up with Ashoka. Ashoka means that side by side and there's a hole as big as Sheferis Hanoid filled with water going from one to another. This is no shaykhs that. Here's a nitzuk or katafris. And here, remember, that case of Ashoka also is you have a full mikvah of 40 saw that can make Ashoka. Here we're trying to make a chibur. They don't make any chibur these days. No chibur. It's Ashoka. Chibur means that both don't have 40 saw. I want to make them into one mikvah. Nitzuk, katafris, and mashke tefeach does not do that. Loyal tum, loyal tahira. So what's the shaila by washing your hands? It's not a chibur, mashke tefeach. Being wet alone is not enough of a chibur. L'tzricha dika tefeach la'atfiach. That it was so wet that it can make you wet. So, frayt gemara, hanami tanina. That's what someone first. Tefeach la'atfiach chibur. That is a chibur. And there is a chibur. So then what's the shaila? And for the gemara, no. Dilma le'im mekvayis. Maybe that's a chibur only le'im mekvayis. Rabbi Yehudi, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mikvah shesh by Abam saw mechavonas. A mikvah has exactly 40 saw. V'yordu shnayim v'tavlu. Two people went in to be tovel. B'zeach hazeh. So that's pashut. If one guy goes in, leaves the mikvah, and 5 minutes later the next guy comes, you can be guaranteed there's no 40 saw. Because the guy takes some water out with him. So b'zeach hazeh, rishon tar v'asheni tamei. The second one's tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that we have an eitzah. My raglav shal rishon negas v'mayim. If the raglav of the rishon is still touching the water, Afasheni tar. The sheni is also tar. Why? Because we're saying you have tefeach and nasa tefeach, and you have something called good achis. That means it's whatever is on the water on him, you look at it as like down here. And therefore, he's saying, the Gemara is saying, tefeach and nasa tefeach is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's tar, it's a chibur. It's a chibur. So what are we coming out with? So hanami tanina, tefeach and tefeach. The Gemara says, no, dimly mekvayis, that's a mekvayis, Rabbi Yehudi. So what's the Gemara's tarets? We have, so what's the shayla about until Zedayim? Zog Rashi, ve'ein rayas chibur mekvoyes raya lekan, danan lav mishum chibur mevoyalon. We're not clearing shalach chibur, clearing shalach din in the tila. So Rashi is a pella. Rashi is learning that the Gemara is really being daicha like this. Dilmalini mikvayis. Maybe only like I mikvayis the chibur. But regarding Tilas Adayim, it's not a chibur. Why not? Because Tilas Adayim needs a natila. Chibur is not enough. It's only got mikvayis. So the shaila is, what if I say Rav Yehudihi then? Who cares if it's Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda? What does the Gemara mean? Dilmalini mikvayis Rav Yehudihi. It should just say, the Gemara should say these words. Dilmalini mikvayis shiny. Or Dilmalini Tilas Adayim shiny. That there, you need an atila, not a chibur. So what's the Gemara talking about? This is Shash's kasha on the Gemara. The whole Gemara Pasha doesn't read. So Tosfos has two other mahalchim. He doesn't ask the kasha. There's two other mahalchim in the Gemara. Tosfos really asks that lechayra, how is tefech la'atviach a chibur? Don't we paskin? You need to have kesheferes hanoid. You need even more water than just tefech to make a chibur. So Tosfos says you're right. That's the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yehuda holds it's enough tefech and nasa tefech, and that's what the kavanah of the Gemara is. The Gemara says haname tania tefech atviach chibur, and for the Gemara, no, dimly the mikvayis Rabbi Yehudi. It's Rabbi Yehuda's shita holds tefech and nasa tefech is enough, but we hold the Gemara bottom, and therefore we have still a shaila of netilas daim. It means Tosfos learning it's still a good dinyan chibur to netilas daim, but he's saying. But we don't know. The Rabbanan don't hold Tefech HaTviach is enough by mikvah. So we declare the Shaila by Netilas Adayim. That's one Mahalakha Tosfos. The other Mahalakha Tosfos is that Tefech HaTviach is not the reason why it's Chibur. Dimli mikvah is Rabbi Yehudihi, it means it's good achas. It's not enough Tefech HaTviach. You also need the idea of good achas, which means that whatever's up there is coming down. It's about to come down. Because the guy walking out of the mikvah, when he's standing right there, the water on him is on the way down. And that's something called good achas. You look at something up there like it's down already. So there, it works. It's not good, no good achas over there. So there, it wouldn't work. So that's how Tosfos learns what the Gemara says. Dimli mikvah is Rabbi Yehudihi. Either means it's the sheet of Rabbi Yehudihi that we hold the Rabbanan on. Or here is good achas. And by us, Tilas Daim, good achas. So it still stays with a shaila. Could you wash your hands one half and one half? And could you wash your hands one half now and one half afterwards? Is that possible to do? Legavin Tilas Daim, is that work or not? And according to Rashi, we're saying that's not a right. We're saying it's not a right anymore for mikvah because it's not a tila, not a chibur, and therefore it's not a right anymore.